Hi, this is Corinne Cohn with a special edition of Broadway Showbiz. Today we're going to discuss what happened, the Dancing with the Stars fiasco. First of all, definitely think that there should be something done about Dancing with the Stars and scoring and how things are done, because it doesn't seem right that the best dancer shouldn't win. It's more about a is the best dancer on the show. And as we all know, Juan Pablo de Pace was the best dancer on Dancing with the Stars. There were a bunch of talented people, but honestly, the best dancer who scored the highest the most times was Juan Pablo, and yet he didn't make the finals. And the judges all wanted him to, and the viewers all wanted him to, except for Bobby Banks fans, who I guess there are quite a bit of them. And so this is what I say. I say that people should have they should change the way the show is done and have a winner for the popular vote from people outside and then a winner by the judges. And let the judges pick the best dancer in terms of
their results in the season. Because in my opinion, Bobby Banks was the worst dancer of Dancing with the Stars. He has a lot of, he worked very hard to get through it. But when I saw the first episode, I thought he would be the first one to go. And he managed to win being the worst dancer on Dancing with the Stars. Now, I don't have anything against Bobby Banks. I never heard of him before Dancing with the Stars. I don't listen to country music. I am not a fan of his. And I just, I don't wish him bad or ill will if his fans wanted him to win. But that should not be the way to win a dancing show. So maybe Dancing with the Stars needs to change it up next season and have a winner by the people and a winner by who is the best dancer. You could have a popular vote winner and the judges winner. And I think that would make it a lot, more interesting and also more fair to people like Juan Pablo de Pace, who was
obviously the pick in terms of dancing. There was no contest. He was the best dancer. But yet, he didn't even make it into the top four. He didn't even make the top three. He didn't make the top anything, which is a shame, because he did the best dancing on the season. So I don't think that it's really really a dance competition. It's more of a popularity contest. This is Corinne Cohn reporting Network. What do you think? Do you think they should have two different awards, one for the popular vote
for America and one from the judges? I'd like to know what you think. This is
Corinne Cohn reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.